Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show, guys. Welcome this morning. We have a special treat for you. We have joining us author Sierra Thurman. Sierra, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited about the opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. So welcome. Let's talk about your novel, Sometimes the Breakup is the Blessing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, I was actually inspired to write my book, Sometimes the Breakup is the Blessing, after participating in a social experiment on the Steve Harvey Show. The show was entitled 30-Day Date Exes Edition, and I basically went on the show to try to get some closure and possibly rekindle with my ex. But things didn't go quite as planned and took a drastic turn when he was caught cheating on me during the experiment. So on national television, I went through a very painful breakup. I was heartbroken and humiliated. But after going through the experience, I realized that a breakup can actually be a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely, absolutely. What inspired the title choice for this novel?
Well, you know, sometimes saying goodbye means you're actually making room for something better. So it was necessary for me to break away from that relationship. It was necessary for me to shift my mindset and focus on the positive aspects from the breakup. And it was necessary for me to focus my time and attention back into, like, the purpose in my life. You know, there are some things in your life that you know aren't good for you. There might be some toxic people that you know you need to let go of. And if we shift how we view certain things, just because you lose something, it's not an automatic loss. And it's times when God is strategically moving some obstacles out of your way to release your full potential. And I just had to, you know, come to terms with that. And Jay-Z, he even said it in his new album. A loss ain't a loss, it's a lesson. Appreciate the pain, it's a blessing. So at the time, you may not feel like it is because, you know, it's hurtful, it's painful. This is someone you thought you would be with for the rest of your life. It's someone you want to deal with. But at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely, it sure does. Is there a message that you like the readers and our listeners to be able to walk away after reading your novel?
Yes, definitely. The book is dedicated to all women who've experienced a failed relationship. And it may not be a relationship that you need to break up with. It may be your job, you know, it may be some friendship. So it's basically an experience that basically is no longer helping you grow, is no longer making you happy, is no longer serving you. So I'm encouraging you and empowering you to respect yourself enough to walk away from those type of situations. And once you do move on, you need to focus on healing those past hurts so you don't take baggage into your new relationship or your new situation. But once you are baggage-free and you're healed and in a better space, definitely give romance another chance. I just think it's more
Absolutely.
About practicing self-care and self-love so you serve, you know, do what's best for you.
Absolutely, and forgiving yourself, because a lot of times we don't forgive ourselves for
exactly.
the bad relationship.
Forgiveness is a big piece, yes. Forgiveness is a big piece of that self-love. And it gets into a place where, you know, when you're in that relationship, you're focusing all your time and energy on that other person, and you forget to love and care for yourself. You're focusing so much on him or her that you are, you just completely forgot yourself. So in that breakup, you can get back to being the best you can be. And in doing so, you can also attract a better partner because you're better.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Preach now. So what's next for you as an author and a businesswoman?
Well, I want to say that God has truly been blessing me. I've had opportunities to have exposure on national television and radio, even runways or modeling and things like that. And since releasing my book, I've been traveling around the country on my breakup and breakthroughs tour. So the next stop is actually in Gary, Indiana. It's going to be on September the 4th. And after that, we have L.A. October 19th and Atlanta on November 2nd. That's the last stop on the tour. I also have my T-shirt line. So I'm super excited about that. Black Educated and Bougie. All my Black Educated and Bougie daddies out there. And I have my first annual Rig Ambition Publishing Book Expo. A lot of people know that I'm an author, but they don't know I have my own publishing company. So I pretty much assist those up-and-coming writers who are becoming published authors. And we have our first book expo coming up in October. And what else? Girl, I wear many hats. That's October 20th for the book expo.
October
20th. Oh, I finished my first script, and that's going into production next year, my movie script. So watch out for that.
All right. Praise God.
Yes.
Come
I'm so excited. I'm so excited
I'm
about
excited
that.
I'm excited for you.
I'm super excited. I'm going to be cast and all that after the tour is done. And I actually have a modeling opportunity that's really big. I can't talk about it just yet. But, yeah, so God, he has truly been amazing. Like I said, when you're going through a rough time, a painful experience, you are thinking that he has left you. He has abandoned you. But you just don't realize that his plan, he's setting you up for something greater. And all of these wonderful things have occurred since that I left that toxic relationship. And I'm just so humbled and I'm grateful. And I just give it all, I give him all the credit. God has truly just been amazing.
Absolutely. It's amazing how when you let go dead weight, how you how you just, I mean, spread your wings and fly. Because that's what you're doing,
exactly.
Honey.
Exactly.
Your wings are spread and you're flying high right now. And they're going to continue to fly high. I love that. I love
and
I
you
love
said
that
is key what you said.
Like
you got to release that dead weight. That is so key. You don't realize that stuff be holding you back. And we're afraid of being alone. Oh, our biological clock is ticking. We're getting older.
It's ticking.
You put all this pressure on yourself to stay in a situation that you know isn't good for you. So,
absolutely.
You deserve to be treated like a queen. You deserve to, you know, to just be in a better space. You know, if you in your relationship and you still feel alone or lonely, that ain't the right relationship for you.
Yes.
You still feel single, but you want a relationship.
Yes. Been there.
No, nobody has time for that. And you know what? So
Let
many
go,
people
ladies.
Have been there. So many people have been there. I was on national television, boo-hooing, crying my eyes out. And I didn't realize that so many people could relate to my story. That's why I thought it was so essential to get the book out, because women were coming up to me in the grocery store, at the airport, walking up and down the street on social media, telling me how I helped them leave a toxic situation. Or how I helped them know that they deserve more. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people that can relate to this story, and we usually suffer in silence. So I was brave enough to share my story, and now other people are sharing their stories with me.
Now, when you finished writing your book, did you? How did you like react after you saw it? A finished product in your hand. How did you feel about that?
Well, first, this is my second book.
But
after you finish writing your manuscript, you know, you have your just Microsoft Word document. But once it goes to the editors and the proofreaders and the cover designers and the layout, and you get that actual printed copy in your hand, the one that goes on a bookshelf, the feeling is. It's almost like I can't describe it because you're on a natural high. You know, all the team came together and did something amazing. And it's a little scary because, again, you're being so authentic and you're being so true that you're sharing yourself with the world. And, you know, we grow up, you know, that you don't air your dirty laundry, what goes on in your house, stays in your house. So when you're sharing that with the world, it can be a little scary. But ultimately, I feel like your story isn't just for you. and going on the show, right. going on Steve Harvey, they helped me realize that this story isn't just for me. This pain that I'm going through, this breakup, even though it's hard for me at the time, this isn't just for me. Mm-hmm. It's other women, other men, other people in general that need to hear this, that need to see this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with the tour, Breakups and Breakthroughs, we're going through that. It's so you can be in a better space, but it's a safe space where you can share your stuff, share whatever breakup mm-hmm. you've had. Again, it don't necessarily mm-hmm. have to be a relationship, but you share that story. We're sharing with each other, and we're getting to a better place together. It's almost like we're taking a journey together, and we're helping one another get to the other side. So basically,
absolutely.
You don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to, you know, do that by yourself.
Absolutely. I love it. So how can our audience learn more about you and find you on social media and connect with you?
Okay. So for the audience that wants to stay connected, my website is actually SierraThurman.com. That's CierraThurman.com. So if you're listening right now, you're tuned in, pull out your phone, pull out some paper, SierraThurman.com. And you can also download my free ebook. It's called Birth Your Book. So some of your listeners may be interested in writing their story. That can take you step by step on how to do that. And my social media, everything is at Sierra Thurman. It's so easy. So Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, everything is at Sierra Thurman.
Okay. I love it. Well, you guys, make sure you go out and pick up her novel, Sometimes the Breakup is the Blessing. It will truly bless you. I am going to get it, so I strongly suggest you all get it. I love the title, and I love what she stands for and how she's empowering others to leave toxic relationships. You will be amazed at how God will open doors for you once you let go of that dead weight. Sierra, thank you so much for joining the show this
morning.
Thank you
for having me.
I so appreciate you.
Excited.
You are so welcome. And you're out here in Chicago, so we got to definitely connect and meet up for lunch or something, girl.
Yes. Well, you come to the event. The event is on September the 4th. It's in Indiana, actually, Gary, Indiana, backstage on Broadway. It's from 6 to 9. We're going to have vendors. There's going to be free wine. Just have some grown folk conversation. So if you're free, definitely on Labor Day, come out.
Okay. Well, the October 28th event sounds more that I can get to than, you know, September 4th. We got a little something going
on
with family.
Book expo, All right. Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
I understand. Got some barbecues.
So are you doing vendors? Yes, girl. Yes. Mama like you. All right.
I'm also doing vendors at the book expo because it's just an opportunity for us to support one another. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like the next person isn't your competition. It's someone you can collaborate with. It's someone that you can support.
Okay.
It's someone you can grind and make some money with. We need to support each other.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll definitely have vendors at that event as well.
Okay. Are you still accepting vendors at that event?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. You can go online to bookexpo.eventbrite.com, or you can just email me at sierra.thurman@ymail.com if you're interested in a vending opportunity.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you an email to get that link, and I'll try to share it on my Facebook page as well. So appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you again for joining us. You have a blessed afternoon and enjoy your weekend.
Continued blessings to you as well. Thanks for having me.
All right, now. All right, you guys.
All right.
There you have it. Have a good one, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.